These thinking models, what changed my life, clarifies what you should do. It's actually easier to build a big business and to go for a big result than it is to go for something small. A business is a profitable enterprise that grows without you. Go for the big goal. Go for what you really want. It will allow you to figure out what the action is. And that is why the internet has been so wonderful for me. On this episode, I'm going to be explaining to you three of the 27 exponential entrepreneur mental models that really helped me. These thinking models are what changed my life. Before I learned this, my business was going around in circles because I'd never had an education. I didn't know anybody that had a successful business, and I had no one to really teach me this. Everyone out there was just teaching me tactic after tactic, and I found myself just sort of swimming in a sea of tactics, but no real strategy of how to put them together. And a lot of times, information overload, you chase 10 things when you only need one. And so I'm going to go through these models with you, and they're really important, and it's very exciting. So the first one that I want to get across out of the 27 is that going 10x is much better than 2x. And I'll tell you why. When you choose to go 10x and go from 100,000 to a million, it's very clarifying of what you should do. See, if you're just trying to add double to your business, which is what most people try to do, they try to go from 100,000, this year I'm going to double it to 200,000. See, there is probably an infinite ways, many ways that you could just go from 100,000 to 200,000, right? It's so trivial. Same within health, right? If you just want to lose a little bit of weight, it's so trivial. It's just, there's nothing in it. How do you know what you should do? Same in relationships. There's an infinite amount of people out there that have got that are just a little bit better than your last one, maybe, right? But there's only one that's the one. So by going 10x, right? And 10x is just a metaphor. It means going for the true end result, the big thing. See, when you go for 10x, there's probably only one or two ways that you're going to get there, right? If you have a $1 million company and you want to go to 10 million, there's only a couple things to get you. Like it focuses you much better. See, there's an infinite ways that you could go from a million to two. There's so many. So you get lost in all the little detail. But when you go for 10X, it clarifies what you should do. Okay. So first mental model that I realized is that it's actually easier to build a big business and to go for a big result than it is to go for something small. Because a big result clarifies what you should do, whereas a small result just gets you lost in the weeds, right? A lot of people just want to quit their job. Oh my gosh, you say, I just want to quit my job. That's just, okay, cool. You just want to quit your job and have a business that replaces it. Look, I mean, we probably sit down and we could just talk all day about ideas and then the next day and then spend the whole rest of the week talking about ways that you could start a business and quit your job. It's just such a little game. Right? You just have, you know, the same amount of money, but just working for yourself. So it's so trivial. But if you go for something big, it clarifies what it is you want, right? So if you say, I want to make $1 million this year for myself. So, okay, well, how am I going to do that, right? This gets rid of lots of these little ideas like, oh, a multi-level marketing company. Well, you're not going to do that in a year. Or example, I don't know, right? You might be able to. But clarifies what you want, okay? So that's the first. And there's 27 of these thinking models. And just that alone is probably worth its weight. Well, you know, it just meant that I stopped going, okay, I'm just going from 4 to 5. And I just said, let's go for these big numbers. And it clarified who I was, where I was going, and what I was doing so much more than just little increments. The second, clarify what a business is. Okay. A business is a profitable enterprise that grows without you. And what that means is for me growing up as in an employee household, right? I didn't really understand what a business was, right? So I just assumed it was like a job, right? And there was a certain job. And I thought that my job was to be the CEO, I guess, or to be the market. I didn't really know anything, to be honest. I had to learn what a CEO was, what a CTO is, CMO, like learn, you know, sound like a barnyard group, right? CMO, CEO, EIEIO, like it was, you know, I had no idea what these things were. And so when I started out, I just sort of related to a business like a job. But a business is actually a profitable enterprise that grows without you. And what that means is it's an organization of people, tools, and technology that solve a problem for another group of people. And it has nothing to do with your time. And so when you think about business this way, and when I got taught to think this way, and now I'm teaching you to think this way, is it allows you to realize, okay, so what I'm doing is not about me. It's about bringing people, tools, technology together to create a profitable enterprise, something that works independent of me. And by works, it means it grows. So business is a profitable enterprise that grows without you. And that's a very, very important distinction. You're not there to just create a better version of your job, you're there to do something 10x of, you know, of what you've had before. So before, you've had a job, you've been paid well, that's fine, you've done that. Now you want to have something that grows and works without you, so you can turn up and be a great steward of it, right? You can be the conductor of it, like the conductor of an orchestra. It works without the orchestra. So a business is a profitable enterprise that grows without you. By the way, if you think these are good, I have 27 of these, okay? I got more for you today. And by the way, I have full download and training if you want to absolutely get stuck into all of these thinking models. I know the difference between where I was, you know, treading my business, you know, making pay myself six figures and pay my staff, but not really anything more, not able to get ahead, is the way I thought. That's what changed. So the third secret for today of 27 secrets is that emotional clarity can create buyers. So when I had my water filter company, I thought that everyone market was the same. The first group, they have the problem, but they don't know it. The second group have the problem and know it. The third group have the problem, know it, and they know what the solution is. The next group, you know, they problem, they know it, they know what the solution is, and they're actively looking. And then the last group are buying. And so what I realized is when I was selling water filters, I would knock on doors and I was literally doing door-to-door sales. And many people had no idea they had such a problem. And some people had known how bad their water was coming through the taps. It's bad, by the way. And so they didn't know. And because they didn't know, they were unaware that my conversation was any good for them. So I had to realize that most people don't know they have a problem. And so we don't go to a dentist until we have a toothache. We don't normally go and get something fixed until we know there's something wrong, right? We don't just go take our car down for a checkup. Usually we wait till there's something wrong. Well, most of us probably once a year we have it scheduled or booked in. But you know what I'm saying, right? There's a problem, so you go to solve it. And so if you've got a product out there, everyone is fighting over the people who know they have a problem and know the solution. And they're just trying to be the one to get picked. But the actual blue ocean is blue ocean, meaning there's no sharks there, right? Because a red ocean is filled with blood, right? And so that means it's just a metaphor of, you know, there's tons of competition. And so a place where there's no competition is people who have the problem, but they don't know it, right? They do not know it. And so you can use a process I call emotional clarity, because first you need to give them clarity that they have a problem and how to solve it. And second, that to make them emotional, because humans go away from pain and towards pleasure. And so what I realized with my water filter company, it's my first company I took to $1 million. I was really proud of it, is that I needed to teach people first why they needed it. Like I actually educate. And this was such a big revelation to me, because before that, I was just like, hey, I've got the best water filter. And I truly had the best water filter. I said, this is the best product. But people weren't buying it because they weren't educated on why they had a problem and why they needed it. So these are the three things, you know, that to give you today. There's 27 of these models. And so I hope that these help. So going bigger, going 10x is actually more clarifying and easier than just going incremental. Go for the big goal. Go for what you really want. It will allow you to figure out what the action is. If you go for incremental, you'll get lost in the weeds. The second thing is to know that a business is a profitable enterprise that grows without you. It's not about you. It's about building something that works and grows without you. And then the third thing is that you create buyers. People have problems that they have no idea about, and your job is to reach into their minds and educate them. And that is why the internet has been so wonderful for me, to be able to educate people on what their problem is and how I can help them solve it. So on the next episode, I'll be going through three more of these thinking models, and they're just as good as these three. So I'll see you there.